Hey y'all, No BS Coach Judith here to talk to you today about one of my favorite No BS weight loss strategies. And I'm going to say it, one of my favorite maintenance lifestyle habits, and that is closing the kitchen after dinner. What is closing the kitchen after dinner, you ask? Well, it is really that simple, y'all. It's deciding ahead of time, deciding today that after dinner, you're not going to eat until your breakfast or whatever meal comes the next day. So here's kind of how I think about it. Have you ever cleaned the kitchen and you felt so proud? The kitchen's tidy, it's all set up, and the dishwasher's running. And about 45 minutes later, your son comes in and he's carrying three bowls that are caked with pudding and ice cream and I don't know, hardened Lucky Charms on the side of the bowl. And he wants to put them in the dishwasher. And you're like, no. I mean, it's going to be going about 45 minutes. Why do you say no? You can't put that in there. One, you know, it's going to make a big old hot mess when he opens up the door. And two, you don't want to put those dirty dishes in when the cycle of the dishwasher is already running. I want to offer to you that that's what closing the kitchen can do for your body. That after eating, you are closing the door on your body, your dishwasher, and you let the cycle begin. And I'm going to offer you six reasons, three for weight loss and three for health benefits of why you're going to want to try closing the kitchen after dinner tonight. So the first reason is the natural built-in benefit of some intermittent fasting. We're not intermittent fasting in No BS, but when you're going to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock, and you've had your dinner at 6, I think we can all agree we can make it 3 or 4 hours without starving. So you get to tap into your body's natural fat burning mechanism. The word left my brain, but you know what I'm saying. Your body, your metabolism will start burning fat from the left and the right side because we want it symmetrical. Number two, you're just training your body to become more efficient, putting yourself on some type of a regular schedule of just not eating after dinner and giving it that time to clean house or wash the dishes, right? Our body. Number three, it's just going to reduce overeating. It's that simple. Think about this. When was the last time you were actually hungry after dinner? Eating after dinner when you're not hungry is simply extra food that does not help you with weight loss. Period. Number four is about a health benefit, right? You're going to get a better night's sleep by choosing to not eat after dinner, by choosing to close the kitchen. You are allowing your body the opportunity for your blood sugar level to normalize. You're allowing your body the opportunity when you lay down to have less chance of heartburn or indigestion, things like that. So you're going to get a better night's sleep. Number five, you're allowing your body the opportunity to rest and digest or to repair while you sleep. Your body's got a lot of important things to do while you sleep at night, and especially for your brain. The more I read about brain science, the more I'm like, oh my goodness, we totally need to be allowing our bodies this opportunity to do what it needs to do. And it's not going to be trying to digest your 10 o'clock at night wine and your 10 o'clock at night, chocolate cake, whatever that looks like. So you're giving yourself that chance for your body to rest and repair. And number six, you're going to wake up feeling so much better. If you're going to bed now and you're waking up puffy and you're feeling yucky, the chances are that you're probably snacking before you go to bed and you're just not feeling 100% when you wake up in the morning. So why not just go ahead and gift yourself with closing the kitchen after dinner. Closing the kitchen after dinner is going to help you figure out your urges. And this work is something you're going to want to do and figure out while you have support from No BS. It's going to help you figure out your emotional eating. It's also going to help you open up your life into the possibility of what else you could be doing and feeling your feelings and allowing yourself to see what true relaxation is. That it doesn't come from popcorn, And it doesn't come from ice cream. It comes with satisfaction of knowing that you have a plan and that you're going to be okay and that you can close the kitchen after dinner. You all have got this, and I'll see you.